And Alan would like to be on the stack if there is a chance to get back on. Thank you.
Okay, so as we decide which motion you can stack is for. Okay, so I'm not taking any names on the stack because we have to delineate what the two motions are, and which are in order. Okay, go ahead, Janice.
Thank you. Specifically to respond to the information regarding a tax attorney, yes, a tax attorney was consulted in 2003 when the program was started, and there is an annual process at which the audit process is also the point at which the Amherst tax attorney provides advice on this project. It has not been viewed in the, I guess this is 12 years approximately. At no point during that period have we been subject to UBIT tax, unrelated business income tax. That has not happened. And then I'd like to switch just a moment to remind our colleagues that the beginning of the Pacifica Affiliates program, from my perspective as an affiliate station, was really based on Pacifica being able to provide services to affiliates that were not readily available to a number of stations across the United States. It was a value-added proposition, particularly with regard to content, and over time, the level of, not the level, the quantity of services provided has continued to decline. At this juncture, the most valuable service is our ability to air Amy Goodman on our station, and at this juncture, that's the most valuable service. And to consider the revenue that currently is derived by the affiliates program for Pacifica, I'd ask us to certainly keep in mind many of the observations that have been noted throughout this meeting. But I'd also ask us, at what point do we, as a forward-thinking, progressive organization, take an opportunity to embrace innovation, take an opportunity to maintain and actually further enhance a relationship with some 180 stations, which would ultimately have financial benefit to Pacifica
I'm allowing her extra time because...
Okay. Oh, fine. No worries.
Go ahead.
At a time at which the opportunities for additional financial support to the Pacifica Foundation have been very lean, if non-existent.
Thank you.
I would like to encourage us to be positive and forward-thinking and to recognize that if 16 stations across Minnesota who are very concerned with the quote-unquote slippery slope have not fallen into the mire, that it is possible that Pacifica will not either. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, now I want to hear from Ursula and then from John Prophet. Ursula?
Okay, sorry. Okay, there are a few points I'd like to make in response to what you said, and it's been very, very interesting for me to hear your concerns and, you know, the issues that are foremost in my mind. I think that something that you said really kind of hit the heart of what we're talking about here when you described this as a separate business. And I would really ask those of you in the meeting to take a minute to listen to what I'm saying, because it's a little bit of a different perspective that is not common in Pacifica. And for those of you who don't know me, well, those of you that do know me know that I am through and through part of Pacifica. I went to jail for Pacifica so that this board could, exist in the first place. I played a central role in the struggle to get Pacifica back during the corporate takeover. I've been with the network and have had more than, you know, done everything I could in support of this mission. So I am here working for Pacifica. But one of the things that I have learned in my work as the affiliates coordinator is that there is a part of Pacifica that, yes, in a way, the affiliates program, Janet, you're right, is a little bit separate, because what it basically is an enterprise that was built upon the resources of Pacifica Network. And by its nature, it has always been an enterprise. I pay for my own salary. I pay for all the expenses of the affiliate program. That money comes from the enterprise we run with the affiliates. But what I would like to point out about that is that what I have learned, and it was a beautiful, beautiful experience and journey for me, was that the affiliates program is as much part of the Pacifica tradition as the sister stations, because Pacifica founded community radio, and because it founded it, community radio spread across the country, and it was spread by people who primarily came from KPFA, and were emulating Pacifica, and that's the origins of the affiliate program, and the camaraderie and the mutual support and the professional shared world of doing grassroots radio is the essence of what the affiliate program is. And it has always been there since the beginning. So it has always been part of Pacifica, and this kind of so-called outside element has never been outside. It has just been less seen by the people at the stations, because, you know, running a radio station is very absorbing. But station like Janice's station, KFAI, they've been with Pacifica since the early 80s. You know, this is not a separate group. This is a group that has always been part of the Pacifica tradition. And this is a level of leadership and a situation that really gives Pacifica a very powerful platform to stand on if it would embrace it and acknowledge that world, which is really, you know, I would say 90% still dying to support the foundation and to cooperate with us. Okay. And that's why it's been such an honor for me to work with the program. But I think at the essence, you are making a decision right now. Do you want this tradition to remain part of Pacifica or to die out? It is a decision you're making. Real fast, I just want to address the 16%. The reason why I'm asking for 16%, of course it's negotiable, but the reason I'm asking for that is because you really should know that until now, the affiliate program has kept none of the money that it brings in as income. The only money that ends up staying in the program is essentially our salary and a few other minor expenses. All of the other money, without question, goes to support Pacifica Network, and it has done that. It's provided important funds. Because of that, the program is a way, way backlogged in terms of resources. AudioPort is outdated. There's national programming. We don't have national news anymore. We have a skeleton staff. And I'm basically working at an entry-level salary for the last 13 years. As a senior member of the organization, I still have an entry-level salary, which, by the way, does not support me. And so this is why I'm asking for 16%, so that we actually, because we still are giving all of the fees to Pacifica National, but I'm asking that out of this money, which is built upon the resources of the affiliates, not of the network, that we have an opportunity to build a program into a program that will survive after I leave or whatever, you know, that we actually have a program that becomes part, you know, a permanent part of the foundation, because it's an incredibly sustaining program and it stands for the legacy of what Pacifica has invented, which is community radio, not just in our 5 listening areas, but nationwide.
Okay, thank you, Ursula. John?
Oh, hang on. Oh, yeah, I had to get off mute there. I keep trying to just stay at the 50,000 foot, looking from the mountaintop out onto the scene rather than getting down into the specifics. But I'll just make this observation. In my relatively short time at Pacifica, one of the things that has made me both alarmed and sad is looking at the trends throughout, not just throughout the five Pacifica stations, but throughout the entire country, of the fractionization of the audience and the decline of listener pledges and support to our stations. This is a fact of life that we have to face, and there's no no magic wand to be waved to correct this and to sustain Pacifica's operations into the future going forward. I think that's a fact of life which we need to face in all of the wishful thinking that Pacifica doing business as usual can continue at its current level, much less avoid even further decline. So I look at the proposed proposal, and which has always been posited as an experiment, as something that we should, you know, as a matter of forward thinking, as Ursula puts it, for the network, give it a try. I mean, I'm a professional broadcaster who is 100% committed to the mission and the whole progressive philosophy of Pacifica. I would do nothing to harm that at all. I think the proposal has merit, and I wish that the board would endorse the idea allowing me to pursue the experiment and see if a viable system that Ursula has described can be worked out. I think it can, and we've ran the process of getting the expert tax attorney opinion, a colleague of John Krigler's, who just went on vacation for 2 weeks, is going to deal with this issue when she comes back from vacation. So I will have, and I can share with the board an expert opinion on the questions that have been raised. We're not ignoring any of this. You know, we're very positively oriented to making sure that Pacifica can succeed and hopefully begin to grow again. And I think having a new and untapped source of income to the foundation is a suggestion that has merit on its own case and should not be. Should not be dismissed lightly. Thanks.
This is Lydia. I'd just like to ask a question. Has there been a commitment, or is there a sense that if we went into the pilot program, didn't like it, and then pulled the plug, what the repercussions would be? In other words, would their expectations be that we would continue and that would be way worse than turning it down right now? That's, you know, we're not close enough to the individual affiliate. I'm asking both Ursula.
I think, yeah, so my impression is that the worst thing we can do is sit on our hands right now while the whole medium is collapsing financially. To have tried is better than to have just done nothing. That's my feeling.
Okay.
Right.
Because you know what? Because then Pacifica can possibly get credit for having started a pilot project that can be that can branch away. You know?
Okay.
That's always an option. And we just get credit for that.
Yeah. Okay. So now I need to ask the parliamentarians. I'm going to ask both George and Brian.
Can I clarify my motion to refer?
Okay.
I think I misspoke. I was saying refer the motion. I meant refer the proposal that is mentioned in the motion back to the affiliate director.
I realize that. I'm not confused about that. My question is a parliamentary one. So George and Brian, if you can chime in. Having heard the motion plus the amendment, The motion by Robert Mark, as I understood it, was to move ahead with this pilot program contingent on the recommendations by the Finance Committee. The motion by Janet Copeland did not sound like an amendment to me to that. To me, it sounded like a substitute unrelated to send back the proposal to the author of the proposal. Can you two chime in and tell me how I would move forward on this?
Sorry, Janet, I fell off the call.
Okay. George?
Okay, so Janet's motion is to refer it to the affiliates task force.
No, she said to refer it back to Ursula.
Is that correct?
And the ED.
So to refer it back to the ED for...
And Ursula, to rework the proposal or refine it or some such thing. But Robert Marks was to go ahead and approve it contingent on what the Finance Committee recommended.
I think it's in order.
Right, I know, but I mean, is it a substitute motion or an amendment to Robert? It seems to me to be substitute.
It seems to me it's a substitute motion, yes.
Thank you. Brian?
Well, I think it's a motion to refer. I mean, she would be referring the motion along with the underlying proposal.
Point of order?
Okay. Yes, Robert Mark?
At the outset of this meeting, I inquired as to whether this was a committee report. Sending it back to Ursula is not sending it to a committee, and therefore it would not be a motion to refer.
I agree with that.
Okay, then it's a substitute motion?
Yes.
Okay, so I'm going to take that up first.
Okay, Alan for the staff.
Point of order.
Yes,
Julia?
George.
When we have a substitute motion, people can speak to either the substitute or the original.
Okay.
They're not limited
okay,
to
but
speaking.
I have to take the vote on the substitute first.
After the discussion, but the discussion doesn't have to be focused on.
That's
and we need a second. Is there a second?
Mark for the stack.
Okay, is there a second?
Pete for the stack.
First, we need a second to the substitute motion by
Janet. This is Brian. I'd like to speak first.
Pardon?
Tony seconded that.
Tony seconds? Okay.
Brian, understand?
Okay, I heard Teresa, Mark...
Robbie.
Brian.
Pete for the stack.
Robert. Rabin. Yeah, I have you, Pete.
And George.
Pete.
Did you ring?
And George.
George. No, I didn't get to ring. And who else?
Okay.
Who was the last one? After Serene? Okay.
I just have one small thing to say at the end.
Okay, then that is Janet C.
And
okay.
May I motivate?
May you motivate? Yes, you may. Hold on a second. Okay, so Janet Kay is going to motivate. Then we have Teresa, Bob Mark, Brian, Robert Rabin, Pete, George, Serene, and Janet.
Okay. Point of order, Madam Chair.
Yes, who's that?
This is Janice. We had a time-specific stop, and we're 7 minutes away from that. I just wanted to bring that to the attention.
Okay, is that a motion to extend?
Motion to extend 15 minutes, please.
Is there any objection?
This is Margie. I believed when I made an arrangement, and I can do 15 minutes. All right.
Okay.
You can't go beyond.
Okay. Second. Any objection? No objection.
Question, Brian.
Yes, Brian.
Is there an executive session meeting tonight?
I haven't heard any basis for one.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay. Again, Janet Kay, Teresa, Bob Mark, Brian, Robert Rabin, Pete, George, Serene, Janet, and Janice. Janet C. and Janice. Go ahead, Janet Kay.
Okay. So the main motion was to authorize the ED to implement the proposal subject to the NFC provisos. But there are more issues than... that have been brought up about the proposal. So my intention for recommending that this be referred back would be to address those issues that have been brought up.
Okay, thank you.
Discussion.
Thank you. Teresa Allen.
Okay. I'm just, you know, what? No matter what you think about me, I just find it very sad that I think people are not serious about this proposal. And they, some people, it does not appear that they have read it. Some of the statements that have been made just don't make sense. This came up on the board a year and a half ago. And so people have, it's been on the agenda. And there are people here that were on that board when it came up. So saying it's a last minute thing and we haven't had time to give it thought or think about underwriting, that's just not true.
Point of personal privilege?
Pardon?
Point of personal privilege.
Unless I've mentioned
yes,
the name,
I'll
understand.
Let her, she's going to finish because I think I know what you're going to say. Go ahead, Teresa.
Okay. Also, the issue of Ursula's wage, I would think that everybody on this board is for a fair wage. And to imply that she would make an unfair wage or is trying to rip off Pacifica doesn't make sense. To take money from our affiliates who want the services of Democracy Now, and for us to take that money and not pay Democracy Now that's unfair.
Okay, thank you. And
another point in my 90 seconds.
No, no, before you make another point, Teresa, let me just clarify this. We have a new board. That proposal that Ursula made to the board was prior to the existing, to several of the existing board members. That's number one.
I
am going to call you every time that you try to attribute motives to the board members. Let's just speak to the issue, please. Now finish
I thought several of the statements about motives should have objected to them then. Okay.
Okay. But, well, I think you've read more into it than you. Than
Teresa's
what you're,
almost out of time.
Perhaps.
Perhaps. Please go ahead.
Can
I get to my third point?
Sure.
Okay. I think that this underwriting can actually be consumer protection. Just look down at the shoes you wear. Think about wind energy. Think about solar energy. Think about eating an organic apple. These are all things that could come in underwriting. And I want to remind people, we're acting so offended. This is not for the sister stations. It is for the affiliates.
Thank you. The affiliates need it.
We don't have to take this underwriting. The sister stations do not. It's something to help the affiliates. I'd like us to take a little bit beyond the five sister stations to something that is very much needed by organizations that have supported us for so long.
Okay, thank you very much. Bob Mark? Robert Mark?
Yes. I just have a question. It seems to me that the affiliates could do this on their own. What the heck do they need Pacifica for? Pacifica doesn't want their money, and that's what I'm hearing. What do you need us for? I could tell you in 10 minutes how to do this without Pacifica.
Okay, thank you.
Maybe should I answer that? Okay.
No. No, not right now. I'm going through the stack. Okay. And, you know, unless all the affiliates were here to answer, I don't know that it can be answered.
Of course, I can answer that.
It can be addressed. Brian?
I don't feel very strongly one way or the other about the underlying proposal, but I feel kind of strongly about the process. I think it's perfectly reasonable to kick a proposal like this back to staff to work on it more, but we have to give them specific direction if we do that on what areas we want them to work on. And I don't think this motion does that yet. If Janice wants to refine it in the time we have left, I encourage her to do so. The other thing I want to say is I think the proposal raises an important philosophical debate for this board about Pacifica's posture towards underwriting generally, even when it comes to its affiliates. And I think it's an important debate for us to have. And I think there are several people who clearly expressed philosophical objections to having anything to do with it, even at arm's length through the affiliates. If that's the debate we're having, the minutiae of the proposal don't matter. And we should put the issue to rest on that ground. We shouldn't duck the bigger debate by saying, keep working on it. Like, let's not jerk our staff around.
Thank you.
So I would say either give it back to staff with clear direction, authorize it, or vote it down, but don't just keep kicking the can down the road.
Okay. Robert Rabin?
Okay, yeah, I'm on a ferry that's about to land, so I may have a problem with the communication, but as an affiliate member, I just wanted to support this project. I certainly can recognize that we've not been, our station is a year and a half old. We are a community radio station that grew out of a major peace and justice struggle here on Vieques in Puerto Rico. We feel very close to the mission of Pacifica. I can certainly understand, and we are also, at least personally, very anti-capitalist and can see how people would be nervous about accepting a project that works within certain elements of capitalism. But as an affiliate, part of an affiliate project here at Community Station, I would certainly say that we are doing some underwriting here. It is an issue, the vetting. But it is an important element for community radio stations to be able to survive. And I just wanted to get that in there. And that's it.
Thank you. Next is Pete.
Yeah, can you hear me okay?
Yes, I can.
I just wanted to say first to thank Ursula for the work she does with the affiliates. To me, this is a big step. I mean, the reason I got involved with Pacifica, as I'm sure many others, because it's non-corporate, non-commercial, and doesn't have underwriting. And I think that's a strong selling point, a very strong selling point, and I think this is a big step in the other direction. Yes, it's with the affiliates and not with the five stations, but Pacifica. And the point is, we're using Pacifica's brand to attract major donors or major advertisers or underwriters to the affiliates. It's Pacifica that is being sold here, Pacifica.
Huh.
And to me, I understand the financial pressure, but then on the other hand, to see that we're only getting 16%. To Pacifica itself, you can't make the argument that this is going to be a game changer as far as our finances. So to lose on really take a step in the other direction, if it was going to be a financially really determinant as far as the benefits, then that would be on, and I would strongly consider it. But this one, I got to look at seriously some more. At the moment, I'm not in support. I think we need to look at the numbers again, and we need to have the tax attorney have looked at it already, and we know exactly what's on the table. And I appreciate John Prophet laying out that he's taking the 50,000 foot view, and I understand exactly where he's coming from, and I'm a big supporter of his. But to me, to take a step like this, this is a major issue for Pacifica, I want to know details before going forward. So at this point in time, notwithstanding I have great respect for Ursula and John and those who support this, I'm not going to support this at this point in time. Thanks.
Vieta?
Yes, okay. Next is George. I'll add you, Adriana. Hopefully we'll have time. George?
Yeah, well, perhaps my perspective is different from others because KPFT has been doing underwriting for at least 3-4 years, and it's basically with nonprofits, as is this proposal, and it is underwriting for the station, not for individual shows, which is also, as I gather, the case for this proposal. The metaphor of a slippery slope implies you can't get off of it, but this proposal is for 6 months, and we can get off of it. we will bat around the issue of underwriting or not underwriting indefinitely as a philosophical issue and never resolve it. This gives us an opportunity to actually see in the laboratory of the real world how that works out at the same time that it brings some resources into our network. We have a failing business model. We cannot continue to do just what we've been doing. It isn't going to work. We must step out and begin to do other things. The fact that Ursula is telling us, this is our key staff person who has built this relationship over the years. It's bringing in, I think, $247,000 a year from the affiliates because they are getting something from Pacifica. And what you hear is that isn't going to continue. That's going to go down the tubes. We need to have something. We need to step in with something more than what we've been giving them if we're going to continue this revenue stream. And the amount of money that she would be getting for herself is trivial compared to all of this and well deserved. We have two of our key people, staff, who are telling us we need to do this. We need to trust the people we've hired to tell us what we need to be doing. And we need to go with this proposal and not postpone it and not refer it back.
Thank you, Serene. And then it's Janet Coleman, Janice, and Jana.
Okay, so thanks. I'm sorry I did not get a chance to read the stuff that John Prophet forwarded to us earlier this afternoon. I skimmed one of the documents just now, but I'm undecided. I do not support underwriting. I know that my favorite local NPR station does it to the extent that I find nauseating, and it has changed so much over the years where it's an out-and-out app for all kinds of things. It's like I just don't get the mission-driven thing about GEICO insurance, et cetera, et cetera. And it's broadened quite a bit. So I have those concerns, and I have the concerns about doing it on Pacifica stations. I understand that this is not about doing it on the Five Sister stations, but as someone pointed out to me, that if we, a little rough, but that if we say it's okay for our affiliates but not for us, it's like saying, well, I wouldn't work as a prostitute, but I don't mind working as a pimp. I have a few concerns about that. On the other hand, I understand Ursula to be saying that because Pacifica stations are not the only stations that are having financial difficulty, that our affiliates are having a rough time and have actually approached us saying, how can you facilitate us getting some money? Unless we have brilliant ideas that will be able to help them all raise money without approaching this, this idea, or, you know, going down this path, then what are we telling them? So I'm not decided, but I do have two sessions that I find particularly concerning.
Serene, your time is up. I'm sorry.
Okay, hold on a second. I haven't heard any specifics that would help Janet Coburn specify to staff what in the proposal would need to be looked at again or to go back to her. And if Serene can come up with a point, I would welcome it. Go ahead.
I just sent language that I worked on for the
point of information.
Okay.
And point of information?
Yes, is that?
This is Janice, Madam Chair. I understand the need for your most recent statement. I just wanted to ensure that there are two other people, I think, remaining on the stack. And
yes, there are. She, that's
okay,
correct.
Thank
and
you.
She just said that she sent the motion. Your emails come slowly because I haven't gotten it. If you already sent it, then let's move on to Janet C. and we'll come back to you when we receive it.
Madam Chair, point of
yes.
information?
Hello? Yes.
Hello?
Wait,
Hello?
Hold on a second. Yes, point of information from someone.
Oh, no, let's Serene finish.
I had the floor. You said if I had something to offer to Janet Coburn's...
okay, yes. Yes, okay, go ahead, finish
and
it.
Three people
I don't want to argue. Okay, go ahead.
Okay,
but then you
so
said you were you had emailed it, so I thought we could just read it because our time is going to be up and I don't imagine we're going to extend again. So, go ahead.
So there are two particular issues that have been brought to my attention that I would like us to make sure is addressed. One is the whole issue of how that the money is broken down, the percentages, including the commission. I actually think it would be good if the National Finance Committee could look at that. And then the issue about ethical underwriting and the advisors who are going to vet underwriters, I'm thinking that could be referred to the Programming Committee, which in fact had undertaken or is planning to undertake a discussion of underwriting. And that was prior to this proposal being resurrected.
Okay, so those are motions to refer. But let me move
point
on
of informa-
to...
Point of information?
Yes, I know. The parliamentary issues I'll deal with at the end of the stack. I want to get to the stack because then we're going to be at time. I have to vote on everything.
I did have one quick point of information. And I don't.
Well, who is that?
Janet K.
Alan.
No, well, you're going to have to wait also. Janet K. will come first. Janet C., Janice, Lang-Ewart, and Adriana, and then we're done, and I'll get back to the points of information and the parliamentary issues. I know. I already heard you. Janet K. was before you, so you're going to have to wait.
Yeah.
Janet Coleman, Janice Lang-Ewart, and Adriana, I want to allow them time to speak, and then I'll get into the parliamentary issues and blah, blah. Go ahead. Janet C. Janet Coleman.
Can you hear me now?
No, I can. Yes.
I want to reiterate that I think that this is a very critical crossroads here when we deciding in favor of our affiliates taking on the underwriting or taking on our affiliates as the, I'll say it again, taking on a, I said it before, so Serene quoted me, the whorehouse pimp comparison. But I do feel it. I feel that the great, it may be a wonderful experiment for the affiliates, and I support them in their attempt to raise money. I think everything they do is smarter than we do at Pacifica, and so I would support them completely. But for Pacifica, to me, the noble, the great experiment at Pacifica is that it is listener-supported. That differentiates us to the bone, to the core. That's who we are. We don't take any other support.
Thank you.
Jose Luis Puente.
Okay.
And so I would support Serene's multiple prong motion plus add the budget and the question, why would Pacifica, just like a regular advertising agency, get any commercial advertising agency would get 16% of whatever it costs the whole operation.
Thank you. Thank you, Janet.
Remember
Lydia, okay. Lydia, I would like an opportunity to respond to that at some point, because this has been brought up several times.
Okay, I'm going to, as I said, I have two other people on the stack, and that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to finish that before anything else. Someone's going to have to move to extend time at that point.
Okay, Jose, we'd like to be on the stack.
Well, there is no more on the stack until somebody extends time. Sorry.
There is.
You move to extend. Is there a second to extending 15 minutes?
Second.
Okay. Is there any objection to extending till 10:30 Eastern? Hearing no objection, I will now add Jose Luis to the stack. Okay, and then I will get a response at that juncture from so I have Janice Lang-Ewart, Adriana, and Jose Luis, and then
thank you, Madam Chair. A question has been raised by several different individuals as to why this project would be moved forward by Pacifica when, in fact, affiliate stations could take the project and find another process by which they would work together to initiate a joint underwriting project. And I will just swiftly say that the opportunity for Pacifica to recognize the ability to have another stream of income in addition to member support is the reason why I believe Ursula and the affiliates are continuing to bring this forth to Pacifica. In some ways, it is a
tradition
of honoring the mission and value of Pacifica that they want to do this with Pacifica rather than taking it aside and establishing its own organization, entity, whatever you want to call it. And so that there is clearly amongst the affiliates the interest in pulling themselves through a process of earned income that is extremely challenging now, using a model that was originally funded by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, at which time there were several models that started, and the only one that has remained throughout the last 15 years is the current one that exists in Minnesota. I also remind my colleagues that the opportunity to continue to be on the leading edge of collaboration and revenue support is an opportunity for Pacifica to stand on its history, but to also recognize it is not the affiliates who are, what I've heard in some regards, pimping the Pacifica name in order to receive money, but in fact,
your time
supporting
is up. Pacifica.
Okay, thank you, Janice. Adriana, and then Jose Luis, and then Ursula.
Yes. Hi, sir. By your son tonight, that Pacifica is becoming irrelevant for the affiliate, that we don't offer much. What I don't understand is this, if that is true, if that is what is going on, do you think that we revert that, giving up a blessing or interviewing or being part of underwriting? Don't you think that we should focus on what we are offering and nothing to do with the underwriting? I still do not understand it because it's changing. The reason that I'm doing it is changing. If we are irrelevant and they don't want even to stay with us, why does we change that? Because we support or we are part of this underwriting. You know, it's totally confusing. It's obviously the arguments are shifting one way or another depending on what you want to justify. At the end, what we are discussing here, Pacifica Foundation, is a listener-sponsored radio. Underwriter is what makes us, not having underwriters, is what makes us different to anybody else. Why this is trying to be forced to us?
Okay, thank you.
Alan for the stack. Alan for the stack, please.
Okay, that'll be after Ursula. Jose Luis? Jose Luis, are you there? Okay, he's not there. Go ahead, Teresa.
I want to remind our board members that some of our affiliates include, like, a lot of low-power stations. We have affiliates that are on Indian reservations. We have the Immokalee Workers Station. We have a lot of very, very small stations who have a lot of low-income listeners, and they probably need these services.
Okay, thank you.
I want to also remind people that I don't know about you, but our station takes Richard Wolf, and I think he is a fine economist, and a lot of people have a lot of respect for him. We give away his, books and tapes as premiums, and he is one of the people that would make a decision. I think this is a new way of looking at economic issues if we look at the way that we might utilize underwriting at this point.
Thank you. And then Ursula, and then I need the parliamentarians again because I'm reading Serene's motion. Go ahead.
Yes, but I had a point of information.
Okay. Janet Kay. Sorry, the point of information. Go ahead. After Adriana, I said I would take the points of information. I forgot. Janet Kay.
Okay. So I haven't read Serene's proposal on email, but
It sounds like it would be an amendment to my substitute motion. So that's...
No, there's a question about it, so I...
Okay.
Okay, so, yes. Is Benito next?
Yeah.
I thought I was next. So,
who is that?
It's Ursula.
Oh, right. That's right. I said Ursula, and then we'll continue the stack because the end of the stack was Jose Luis, who is not around.
I just had a point of information.
I have to take that. What? Go.
Yeah, so it's a question for Ursula. When you make your report mark now, can you speak to what kind of safeguards you have put in place? And I know you speak to it in the proposal, but explain the safeguards that you feel have been put in place to make sure that the that these underwriters are unable to influence editorial policy, for lack of a better word.
Okay, Ursula.
And especially for the small community, one or two person staff radio station.
Okay, thank you, Benito. Ursula?
I think the question was, how do you guarantee that the underwriters don't influence the stations? Is that correct?
Right.
You may have seen the mission statement that I included in the proposal, and it states clearly that this is that underwriters waive that right to influence the station. And you know, I have to say that a lot of affiliates have a tremendous amount of experience with this, and there's very savvy and experienced people in the field, and have really been able to turn this into a community building activity instead of a capitalist activity. That commerce is part of community building, and there is really a way to do that that has been developed by people that have had experience with it.
Okay. Now was that were you going to say something else though, right?
Yeah.
We have to take votes on everything on the floor in a couple of minutes.
I understand. The 16%. I would like to remind those of you who are concerned about that the affiliates program is part of Pacifica. So it's not just 16% to Pacifica. It's the full amount to Pacifica. I am just asking that the affiliate program be given opportunity to have some resources to develop that program, because it never has had those resources. It has always given 100% of its resources, other than staff, away with nothing saved. And at this point, it's become critical. So I just want to remind you, Pacifica is not getting 60%. The affiliate program is part of Pacifica and brings many, plays a role in the national running of our organization. That's actually very beneficial. So just please put that in perspective. And sold here, what you're saying, or I can't remember what the language is, but the value that's being offered here is not necessarily Pacifica's brand here. In fact, it has been suggested to me by some people that our brand is a liability at this point for some people. What is being sold here, if you want to call it that, is the airtime of our affiliates. That is the value here that is being given. It's the fact that we have a national network, so we have a national market in our network. That is the value. I would really ask you to try and open up to your mind to what Janice is saying. She is trying to communicate that there is actually something very real and beautiful being offered here to Pacifica, that the reason why this is being brought to Pacifica is because there's an acknowledgement of this great tradition of Pacifica leading the national movement and the desire to bring these resources back to Pacifica. And that is really what's going on here. Thank you. And the last thing I would just ask you to do is to trust your staff. Trust us. The affiliate program has been impeccable in its behavior. It has done nothing but benefit the network. We have been impeccably squeaky clean, honest, and have been working for practically nothing for 13 years.
Yep.
So trust us.
Thank you. And, okay, so now I need the parliamentarians. If you have Serene's motion before you, it reads, I move that if the proposal goes forward, that the section be removed for further review by the National Finance Committee, and then it goes on to specify the various percentages and so forth, and that the ethical underwriting portion be referred to the Programming Committee. But it's the contingency that I'm asking about, which says I move that if the proposal goes forward, then that triggers this. So how does that figure into what Janet Coburn has sent and just revised? Anyone? And Janet Coburn.
I haven't seen what Janet Coburn has sent.
Okay, let me see. Janet Coburn's new substitute, but as retuned. Is to refer the motion to implement the proposal back to the affiliates director and the ED to address questions and concerns raised by directors during this discussion and to explore options that Pacifica can implement to help support the affiliates other than underwriting. George, and so I'm asking about Vermeen's amendment contingent on passing Robert's motion.
I would take Serene's as an amendment to the original motion and Janet's as an amendment to the substitute motion, and you can actually entertain amendments to either.
Okay, well, Janet's is the substitute motion. Okay. So,
but she's proposing to modify the substitute motion.
This is actually the first written version of Janet's motion that we've gotten.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, I see.
George, go.
I agree with Brian, that,
okay.
But I would change the wording so that this is an amendment to Robert's motion in which rather than taking out, I move that if the proposal goes forward. I mean, this would be an amendment to Robert's motion to the effect that further review by the National Finance Committee and that ethical underwriting. I think all of that could. Is okay. I don't necessarily agree with it, but I mean, I think it's in order. And just take out the words about if this proposed. She's basically moving to amend Robert's motion that these things happen in addition when it gets passed.
Okay. But my question was, does it have to get passed first?
No.
Okay.
No. Point of information, I thought Janet was a substitute motion. Now you're turning into an amendment to Robert's motion?
No, Janet's is a substitute motion. So we're saying that Serene amends Robert's motion.
Oh.
Okay, so Janet's motion, which is a substitute motion to Robert Mark's motion, reads, to refer the motion to implement the proposal back to the affiliates director and the executive director to address questions and concerns raised by directors during this discussion and to explore options that Pacifica can implement to help support the affiliates other than underwriting. Okay. Is everyone clear? Okay. Benito, and we're running out of time. Now, you know at 7:30 I'm going to call all questions. So, Benito, go. Briefly.
Well, I would just like to offer an amendment that we strike the last part, the last phrase, and leave it at explore options that Pacific can implement. Because the rest of it is gone directly against this proposal, against underwriting. So either we're going to be against the proposal altogether, and in which case there's no sense in asking the ED and Ursula to fix it.
Okay, Benito, it doesn't say in its stead. It simply says in addition to referring it back, unless Janet can correct me, and also to explore based on the pleas that we heard about their need.
Oh,
I
have to explore. I'm sorry.
Yes. Okay. And is there any? Okay. Can we go to a vote on this? So the substitute motion again reads to refer the motion to implement the proposal back to the affiliates director and the ED to address questions and concerns raised by directors during this discussion and to explore options that Pacifica can implement to help support the affiliates other than underwriting.
Privilege, Brian. Can you ask everyone to mute again?
Yes, everyone mute, except that you're going to have to answer to your vote. So remember to unmute. That's my concern when I ask the muting when we're going to vote. It takes longer. Okay, Janet, please call the roll.
Alan.
Teresa, Alan, unmute, please. Okay, go ahead.
I'll come back.
Alan abstains.
Okay. Alan abstains. Argueta.
Yes.
I'm sorry. Point of personal privilege. Which one are we voting on?
We're voting on Janet Coburn's that I just read three times in a row. I'll read it again.
Okay, the substitute motion.
The substitute motion. Okay.
Okay, thank you.
So.
Okay. Argueta votes yes. Burden.
Yes.
Burden votes yes. Jim Brown.
Brown votes no.
Jim Brown votes no. Steve Brown.
Steve Brown votes yes.
Steve Brown votes yes. Castanets.
Pass.
Castanets passes. Coleman. I'll come back. Diaz.
Sorry, I passed. Pass. Coleman passes.
Coleman passes. Diaz.
Aye.
Diaz votes yes. Edward Speaker.
No.
Edward Speaker votes no. Fuentes. Coburn votes yes. Lane Ewart.
No.
Lane Ewart votes no. Mark.
No.
Mark votes no. Medina Norman.
Medina passes.
Yes.
Norman votes yes. Rabin.
Janet, did you hear Medina pass?
Well, I'll come back, please.
Okay.
Can I just... Rabin?
I will abstain, and I need to leave the call for an emergency situation here at the house.
Okay. Thank you. Rabin abstains. Ryder?
No.
Ryder votes no. Roberts?
Pass.
Roberts passes. Tucker?
Yes.
Tucker votes yes. Wilkinson?
Oh Lord, have mercy. Okay, I'm gonna abstain.
Wilkinson abstains. Castanets, you passed.
Can you hear me?
Now, yes. How do you vote?
I vote yes.
Castanets votes yes.
Mm-hmm.
Is that right?
Yes.
Okay. Coleman.
Votes yes.
Coleman votes yes. Fuentes, was that you? Fuentes?
Alan. Hello?
Wait one moment. Alan, you are abstain. So.
No, I'm sorry. I meant pass. Yeah. Alan says no.
Alan's vote is changed to no. Okay, so I guess that wasn't Jose Luis. Medina. Okay.
Hello?
Who is that?
Medina.
Oh, Brenda. Okay. How do you vote?
I vote yes.
Medina votes yes. Okay, let me count. Oh, I'm sorry, Roberts.
Roberts.
You passed. Roberts?
Done. I abstain.
Roberts abstains. Okay, now I'll count. I have 10 yes, 6 no, 3 abstain. Chair, do you wish to vote?
Yes, I vote yes.
Lazan votes yes. That's 11 yes, 6 no, 3 abstain.
The motion passes. So That's the end of the meeting. Thank you all very much.
No.
Order.
You have to vote on it as the main motion.
Okay. Sorry. Okay. General order. To vote on this as the main motion. Okay. Take the vote again, please, as the main motion.
Point of information?
Yes.
I'm just not understanding. The motion is like just to send it back to Ursula and John Prophet for revisions.
Yes. You want to read the motion again?
It doesn't
say refer the motion to implement the proposal back to the affiliate director and the executive director to address questions and concerns raised by directors during this discussion and to explore options that Pacifica can implement to support the affiliates other than underwriting. Okay, so now we're voting on it as the main motion.
Alan.
Alan will... hello?
Yes, go ahead.
Alan will pass on. Alan will pass on it.
Alan passes. Agueta.
Yes.
Agueta votes yes. Burden. Burden passes. Jim Brown.
Jim Brown votes no.
Jim Brown votes no. Steve Brown.
Steve Brown votes yes.
Steve Brown votes yes. That's nays.
Yes.
That's nays votes yes. Coleman.
Yes.
Coleman votes yes. Diaz.
Aye, aye.
Diaz votes yes. Edward Seekert.
Yes.
Edward Seekert votes yes. Fuentes. Coburn votes yes. Lane Ewart.
Yes.
Lane Ewart votes yes. Mark.
Mark votes no.
Mark votes no. Medina.
Medina votes yes.
Medina votes yes. Norman.
Yes.
Norman votes yes. Rabin, I think he's gone. Ryder?
No.
Ryder votes no. Roberts?
I abstain.
Roberts abstains. Tucker?
Yes.
Tucker votes yes. Wilkinson?
Yes.
Wilkinson votes yes. Alan, you pass?
Alan says no.
Alan votes no. Burden, you pass? Burden?
Sorry, I was muted. I will abstain.
Can't hear you? How do you vote?
I will abstain.
Burden abstains. Okay, let me count. I have 12 yes, 4 no, 2 abstentions. Chair, do you wish to vote?
Yes, I vote yes.
Bazan votes yes. That's 13-4-2.
Point of information.
Yes, Teresa, the meeting's adjourned, but go ahead.
Madam Chair, does this mean that this is going to be at the top of the agenda if she deals with these questions at our next meeting?
Well, is somebody going to send us the questions?
Okay.
I don't know what questions we're talking
look,
about.
Look, this
what
is
the,
now...
What's the question?
Wait.
I'm sorry.
I don't know who that was.
It was me, John.
Okay. So here is the motion. We have spent 2 hours where the issues have, various issues have been raised. If you have more questions to add to it, including if you look at Serene's motion, there are issues in there, and if any of the members have additional questions, but there's another part of this to include other options in addition to underwriting that could be helpful to affiliates as well. And that's it, and the meeting is adjourned. We're at time.
And the audio.
No more discussion.
The discussion is on the audio.
Right, but they were all on the call. They were the two people in question were on the call. Thank you very much, everyone.
Point of information, real quick. Do we have an executive now?
There's no executive, Benito.
Okay.